الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق ونور أرش أفضل الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيبنا وسيدنا وسندنا وشفيعنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب المجيد وقوله الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
I begin in Allah's name and all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is the originator of everything that exists in the universe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates everything good. الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه. Whatever God creates is good. It is the ultimate good, in fact. And we are one of that creation. And therefore we are a good creation. فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Blessed is He who creates everything good. We are a good creation. There is nothing in the universe that is not good. And therefore, we need to bear allegiance to the fact that our existence is the result of a very merciful Creator. And the reason I say it from a merciful point of view, for you'll notice in this world there's always two sides of the coin. Why would I take the merciful position and not the non-merciful position? For there are some people in this world today who seem to live in an angry fashion. They're angry with everything because they feel things are just not going the way they want it to go. And hence they're angry with the world, they're angry with their own existence, they're wondering why they even exist. In fact, sometimes they wonder why they have been given the potential to enter hell. To them, that's just too much of a negative thought. So they don't really take the appreciation of Allah's mercy. Whereas in fact, if we examine our existence holistically, it is nothing but mercy. And there is nothing that functions better internally within the human psyche than seeing the world from a positive lens. And therefore, I begin in Allah's name from that perspective. For if I was to think any other way, it is nothing but self-destruction. And if self-destruction is what one wants, even a wise man who knows very little necessarily, or even a foolish person will tell you that that is a foolish thing to do, or foolish thing to proceed. Thus, I begin in Allah's name from the point of view of His incredible mercy. And our existence in this world is entirely to appreciate the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the foundation of all discussions. I can talk about heaven, hell, brief, you know, why prophets came, why, you know, we had the history that we have, why is the Quran written the way it is, why are we shaped the way we are. You will see that the foundation of all discussions is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hands down. When I embarked on this position many years back in my life, because I was always questioning, how do I love Allah? How can I fall in love with this Creator that I can't see? People say, you know, our prophets loved Allah. We are told in the Quran that prophets loved Allah so much they were ready to give everything, their family, you know. As the Quran says, قُلِنَ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. How do I reach that stage where I'm willing to sacrifice my life, my death, everything for Allah? You have to fall in love with this Creator. But how do I fall in love with the Creator that I can't see? He's above my dimension. He is so great that no eyes can perceive Him. Yet, He is closer to me than my own jugular vein. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Indeed, Allah is closer to us than our jugular vein. How is that possible? And I pondered for a long time. And I said, how do I reach that level? For I realized, any other way is tantamount to denying me oxygen. Any other way is to deny me my food. is to deny me my happiness, is to deny me my existence. And I see the world around, people who are angry, I see people who are confused, and I say, you know, they have a reason to be confused. I don't blame them sometimes. I don't blame people sometimes when they're angry. When wrong things happen to them consistently, they get annoyed, and I don't blame them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing me, look how angry they are. Why are they angry? Because there's an innate desire for happiness. There's an innate desire for comfort. There's an innate desire for progression and for achieving higher standards of existence. That's innate in us. And if we're denied that, we become annoyed. We become angry. So Allah has built a system in us, built in, that you are manufactured. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا نَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّهَا. سَوَّهَا in Arabic means we've made it complete, proper. You are complete. Imagine that. Allah says, we completed you. And Allah gives hidayah to everything. الَّذِي خَلَقُ. You see, Allah creates, فَصَوَّى. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَحَدَى. He gives it destiny and guides it to its destiny. What is our destiny? What is the ultimate destiny? To return to Allah. No question about it. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We originated from Allah. Our destiny is to return to Allah. But one would say, what do you mean by that? I'm from Allah and my destiny is to return to Allah. Just explain further, please. I don't get this. You mean, I came from Him and then I'm going back to Him. What's the big deal? See, from Allah we were created. Allah created us. And He placed us on this earth. See, He placed us for a short period of time. This world is so short. Today, just now I was watching the news, and there's a lady who was going through a brain tumor. And the doctor says, in 2 months you're going to die. So the person is asking her, you've got 2 months to prepare yourself. She says, 2 months is too short. I can't prepare myself. There's nothing I can do. Imagine 2 months. Imagine when Malakul Maut beats us. So you give him, say, 10 seconds. 10 seconds, let me at least do istighfar. Let me ask for forgiveness. 10 seconds. No time. When the time of death comes and it strikes, you can't even change the expression on our faces. We can't change even the expression when the soul leaves us. Quran mentioned. That's how swift it is. How short it is a time. That even 2 months a woman says it's too short. She's right. It is. This world is a very, very, very short period of time. Allah says, وَتُؤْثِرُونَ حَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. You love this world. But the hereafter is better and forever. أَبْقَى. And if you negate أَبْقَى with relations to this world becomes even shorter. Because when you reference infinite أَبْقَى time to the finite, the more you understand the infinite, the finite gets smaller. So Allah says it's so short. So we came from Allah for a short period of time. You see? Very short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. هَلْ أَتَعْلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. What a beautiful verse. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you not considered there was a time you were not worthy of being mentioned? حَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُتْرَخُ أَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنُّ. You see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another verse. حَسِبَ النَّاسَ. Can man claim to believe and not be tested? حَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُتْرَخُ أَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّ وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Can man dare to say he's a believer? Allah is saying this world is just a world of trials. Very short, very fast, very swift. And in it, there are two elements. Haqq and batil. Right and wrong. Good and evil. Allah has placed it. You see? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. The shar that Allah created. Shar is what? That ability to reject the mercy of God. That ability to negate the rahmah of Allah. The ability to challenge Allah. The ability to even challenge His existence. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. That ability, He has placed it among us. Why? Because He deems us worthy of being tested.
And that worthiness requires the opposite, the challenge. We are being challenged by Allah. You might say, why is Allah challenging us? Allah says, I can create you. My rahmah is so much, I can place you in paradise directly. Why put you on this earth for this short time? Why not just create you in paradise? But intelligent beings will respond by saying, that would be an insult to my existence. You might say, why? Why? I'm avoiding all problems. Put me straight in paradise. I'm avoiding problems. I'm avoiding destruction. I'm avoiding unhappiness. But the believer says, but then what's my value for submitting to Allah? I'm a robot. You made me good. So obviously I'm good. It's not a big deal. But if you give me the potential to reject you, and then I turn to you, what is my value? It's a huge difference, brothers and sisters. When the potential to reject is placed in front of us, and then we accept it is a superior creation. Hence, when the angels were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. We are the ones who worship you. Why should we bow to this creature called Adam when he is going to create bloodshed and he's going to cause all kinds of tragedies on earth? Allah says, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know that which you don't know. And the angels acquiesced. They said, yes, indeed. Allah, oh Allah, you are the most wise. No doubt. What is that distinction? The distinction that I have the potential to take myself to hell. And that potential to take myself to hell is a mercy. Because when I avoid it, you become a hero. Just like in a sport. In any sport, if you don't have the potential to make a mistake, it's not a sport. If you don't put boundary lines in a sport, it's not a sport. And if you want to take the basic analogy of a boundary line, in, let's say, basketball, you have a boundary line. Inside the boundary line and on the line is good. Outside is evil. Simple. Ball goes out, game stops. And you lose the point if you did it. Notice. So we say, why are you putting boundaries? Making life so difficult. Let's make it easier. Take the boundaries off. And then we make the rim, you know, just twice the girth of a basketball. It's so hard to put it in. Got all these tall 6-foot creatures, you know, putting their arms all over you. It's very difficult. We should make it easy. I think we should make the rim twice the size, 3 times the size. Put some magnetic forces. You know, even close your eyes, throw it, just goes right in. And everybody says, yeah. Will they say yeah? They say, what's the big deal? It's too easy. Even a child can do it. You have to make it difficult. The more difficult you make it, and the more you can avoid those lines, and the more you can aim directly in the right direction, the greater your value, and the bigger the salary, and the more endorsements you get, and the more people have your pictures everywhere. Notice. Allah says, you do this all the time for yourselves. But when I am doing it for you, for much greater than any basketball game that you will ever play for the rest of your life, we complain. That's a problem. We humans pay top dollar to be entertained. With what? With those who can achieve difficult tasks. We entertain ourselves with them. We pay money to watch all these superstars. We're the ones who finance them. Right? We admire them. So Allah says, look at you. You yourselves recognize and acknowledge how necessary it is for you to test yourselves. For that's your value. You validate your employees and your employers and your society and your wives and your husbands and your children on the basis of how well they fare the trials. Then what is my trial for? That is the rahmah of Allah. So let me touch very briefly before I go further. I'd like to say that I'm honored to be here. To my respected brothers and sisters in Phoenix, it's an honor. I know that my young brothers, my brother Zuhair and brother Ali and all the rest of the race and Abbas and all the brothers, mashallah, all of you and the sisters too, of course, that you hold these Thursday night programs and other programs. That is so essential in this discussion that I'm bringing, in the sense of maintaining our deen